everyone to Har and Hooch. I am Jade Astro. I am joined today by the lovely ladies Kay Blythe from Fifth Wall and Desiree from Tempered Dream. Today we will be discussing the evolution of Sarah Paulson. If you're not familiar with her, she is one of my favorite actresses. You might know her from American Horror Story. But before we get into that, Desiree, can we have our drink for today?
We got a little tipsy, y'all. Okay. So this drink is called Sweet Poison, and it's a nice little sweet drink for you. So I'm going to tell you what you need. You need some coconut rum. You know the go-to is usually, Malibu. Y'all can't even see that today. Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it.
Malibu. You also need some blue curacao, which whatever brand you use.
I like that.
And some light rum, which is Bacardi. Is usually the go-to light rum.
Okay.
So you need 1 ounce of Bacardi, light rum, 2 ounces of your coconut rum, throw it in your shaker, and also do 1 ounce of your blue curacao. I already got my rums in here because I was prepping, so I'm going to add my curacao. And you're going to shake that on some ice. I know how we do. Take it till it's cold, get a little frost on the shaker. And got a little vacuum going on here today. All right. And then I have my glass ready to go with my ice in it. So I'm gonna pour in that mix.
Now what's this drink
and
called
on
again?
On top of that, poison, sweet poison. And on top of that, you need some pineapple juice, y'all. And you just top it with your pineapple juice.
Oh, that's so pretty.
And I don't know. Oh, y'all, the green screen is not giving me life today. y'all can't even see the beautimousness of my drink. It's okay, y'all. Y'all got ornaments instead. It comes out a nice, pretty color. You garnish it with your pineapple wedge, and maybe one day y'all can see it. Let me see. Can I?
That's okay. I'm going to just edit it in there. You know, I'll put it in this.
You ain't getting it live.
I'll put it in this video. I do a little clip flip to it.
All right. Okay. As earlier, I was stating today we'll be discussing the evolution of Sarah Paulson. And like I said, most of us are familiar with her from American Horror Story. Her first episode was in The Return of the Murder House. But I wanted to ask the ladies, what is your favorite character and your favorite season that Sarah plays in?
Well, she wasn't.
No, see, that's a two-part question.
Well, yeah. if you wanna break it down like that, you can. Ain't no rules around here.
Okay, so my favorite season, my favorite character, I'm sorry, for Sarah Paulson is gonna be Cordelia in Coven.
Okay.
Well, and now that I think about it, that actually is my favorite season. So mine is a one-part question. Okay. I loved her in Coven. She pissed me off until she leveled up. If y'all watch American Horror Story, y'all know what I mean. She was too meek. She mm-hmm. was too mm-hmm. calm in the beginning. But when she came into her own, I was there for her. But that's my favorite role for her. Was
all
right. I loved her in Coven. Coven is Murder House is my favorite season, but she really wasn't in Murder House. She did her thing. She really shined in Asylum, which is, I think, Asylum is what prepared her for Ratchet.
I believe so.
Yeah, I believe Asylum prepared her for Ratchet. But I want to say hats off to her for Apocalypse, because she played multiple characters in that season. Like multiple, mm-hmm. like she was just like she switching characters like this left and right, like it wasn't nothing. So she was really showing her her skills, like able to just like, let me pop into this character for this one, let me pop into this, let me show back up as Cordelia. Like she was just really showing out in that season. But my favorite season with her, definitely Coven.
Okay. My favorite character or characters that she played were Betty and Dot, the Siamese twins from Freak Show.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I chose that was because, think about that, reading the script, and you are playing Siamese twins, meaning that you're basically talking to yourself. So after a while, being me, I would, that would be my whole like dialogue and how I would speak to people. You'd be like, hey, Jade Astral, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing well. How are you doing, Tremetra? Like, it was...
You walk around life like you crazy.
Yeah, so it's like, imagine having to read the script, memorize that, put emotion and everything into these characters, and just perform. And she did it, because you can tell they were two different personas. Even though it was one body, Betty was completely opposite from Dot. So you had one that was like all in this fantasy la la land, and then the other one that was just straight up a realist, like, hey, this is what it is, you know? So I enjoyed that. My favorite season, Desiree, I like the way you did break it down, because I do have a different season. My favorite season is Coven. Reason being is because I like the way they broke it down in different demographics and showed you like different lifestyles and how each individual can be gifted in their own different way. You know, it wasn't like focused in on one race or one culture or anything. They actually like integrated. And then also like the spinoff from that with Angela Bassett, like, hey, I'm waiting for that.
American Horror Story, can we get a show there? Can we get a show? Are you listening? Yeah. We need a show.
I keep getting teased. Like, I'm seeing people posting like they're going to do something about it, but I don't know if that's just fans.
It is. Like, it's a lot of fan art. They haven't confirmed any of that, and I'm so devastated.
Thank you for letting me know, because I didn't want to get my hopes up. And then again, I'm going to be honest, y'all, I didn't want to research and find out that it wasn't going to
happen. Let down.
I didn't want to experience that, but still, it's good to know that. Yeah, but they should. Come on now, American Horror Story. Like, you built all that up and you left us at the point where she was in the dungeon and basically they were reliving their hell over and over again. Come on, spin
it
that.
It can't be the end.
Well, they did when they brought everybody back for Apocalypse. They gave us a piece of that. That's why I like Apocalypse. See, and I have to tell people, like, Apocalypse, like the first maybe 4 or 5 episodes, I didn't know where they was going. I didn't know what was happening.
Did not.
But Apocalypse finished strong. That was one of the only seasons of American Horror Stories that really had a strong finish. Because, you know, halfway through the plot twist, that stuff be going all the way downhill. But Apocalypse came through. They gave us a finish off for Murder House. They gave us a true ending for that. And they gave us a true finish off for Coven. Like, they gave us they gave us closure for those two seasons.
True.
They
did
bring everything back.
They did, but I just feel like they should give her her own. I'm going to be honest. I'm hold it down.
She has a lot of fans. I think if he listened enough, he'll find
him. And that fight scene was
everything. Mm-hmm.
But we are here to discuss Sarah, so I'm not going to take the spotlight off of her. So Sarah, I like the way, because she has been in the field, like, this acting period for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
She, but we're all about horror, and she stepped into that in 2011, like I said, with American Horror Story. And honestly, when she first started out, she had at least, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, 5 Emmy Award nomination, and she won 2 of them. And I
one
just
was directing, right? One was for directing.
I don't know if it was for directing. It says Primetime Emmy Award. Primetime. So if it was for directing, I just know for a fact, like, just looking at her starting from 2011, 9 years in the game with American Horror Story, she has been bodying every freaking character she has played. Every one of them. Even though I didn't like Hotel, she showed up.
Bad, because she was on that stuff in Hotel.
What? I'm talking about hardcore on that dog food.
She was doing her thing.
Man, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know if I could have played that role. You know, she reminded me of Halle Berry in Losing Isaiah. That was she reminded me of.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Monster Ball.
No, girl, stop.
So you know she was fiending. Come on now.
She was. You right.
But you right too on that. It's just the fact that how she really can switch it up. Mm-hmm. Like she really do her thing. And then to watch her, like K Bla said, for her going from the asylum and American Horror Story, it's kind of like her prerequisite for Ratched. Mm-hmm. And me and my husband both, like, y'all already know I'm the fan of horror, but like even my husband, we like, okay, we're gonna finish this over the weekend. Like we're not gonna get away from the TV. So what did you like about Ratched?
I like the, I guess the fact that they took an older movie, which was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and they took a character from that and embellished her story, and they couldn't have chose a better person to do that than Sarah Paulson. There's like, let's take this crazy ass movie with Jack Nicholson and let's pick somebody and kind of do a story with that and introduce some new characters and some craziness within that. And so that it was like a whole new adventure from people who were fans of that movie from then. So me being a person who is a fan of like old school stuff, like I love when stuff pops off that is a continuation or a spinoff from things mm-hmm. from back, you know, that I watched during my childhood, like Cobra Kai. Like I was a big fan of the Karate Kid because I'm an 80s baby. I like old stuff. So when you give me a piece of something old and try to and put new characters and a new spin on it, I'm like this. Like I'm here. So I was here for it.
What about you, Desiree? Like, did you get a chance to watch Ratched?
And oh, girl, yeah. I had Ratched in 2 days, I think.
You were right there with me.
I was right there. It was like, I didn't mean to binge it, but you had to.
What?
And I think the thing I liked about Ratched was because it's not the direct vein of horror with the scary monsters or, you know, the jumps and the murderers or whatever. It was more a psychoanalysis going on in the movie. A little bit of everybody was crazy. But I think I enjoyed having to think while you watched it. It wasn't, you know, oh, I'm jumping and it's something scary on the screen, something gruesome on the screen. You had to follow the storyline. You had to think about it. And then I liked the production of it, the imagery of it was really dope. Because I don't know if anybody else picked up on it, but every time she was having a crazy moment, the screen went green.
Yes, girl. That was
and I was like, oh, what is she thinking? Like, you knew something was clicking in her head because of the changing of the screen. And at one point, it went from green to red. And I was like, oh, now she really snapping. So I enjoyed pretty much everything about Ratched.
Somebody says Sarah Paulson can smoke a mean cigarette.
Baby.
She sure can. You hear me? Okay. Shoot. You letting these people know, like, I'm sorry, I will play your roles, but I'm going to get my nicotine.
Exactly.
I enjoyed my cameo break from your boy Jeffrey, too.
Right.
What'd you say now, Desiree?
Oh, I said I enjoyed that cameo from your boy Jeffrey with the cannons
to the left of them.
That took me out because if you watch Fresh Prince, you already know. I was like, yes, give him a cameo.
Yes, you already. And see, and that's one of those type of the movies that is like, who is the real monster?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that show also, you're right, like, who is the real monster? I kind of watched that and looked at it where they showed you a different point of view. You know, she grew up in this environment. You knew mm-hmm. what was going on if you watched. You saw her childhood, how she grew up. And then the fact of her trying to save the only person she had left in her family. Mm-hmm. So her mind is set. It's like, okay, so she was seen psychotic because of the maneuvers she made, but at the same time, I'll be honest, she was genius and she showed that she had unconditional love. It's just how she did it, you know? And that's what I like. Hey, I know it sounds crooked, but that's that psychological thing. Like, reason why it's a psychological thriller is because you can see where the passion and the root of the evil comes from. Just because you might be looking like, God, dog, she took it that far for a peach? That's my peach.
Baby, that was my scene.
That's my, you get what I, so you feel her doing that whole scene, like, that's my peach. Like, okay, I got you. I got your number. And what she did, she made her eat off of her plate. You know what I'm saying? Like, she made her realize, like, hey, either you're going to be with me or you against me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I might sound crazy by the way I'm talking, but she bodied that. Like, she might seem crazy, but she took control over the situation, executed her goal on what she wanted to happen, and still turned out and did good for people. Like, for an example, the guy that was like the janitor or whatever, he got that high spot and a promotion. And then the lady that was picking at her the whole time, like the head nurse, even though she was demoted, like she learned so much. Like, you ain't got to sit here and kiss no man's behind to get what you need in life. Like,
but
you,
girl, she was in love.
In love, infatuated, and foolish. Foolish. But I really like how Sarah, like, did that. Even see, down to the fact of how she carried herself in the clothing. Like, the way her character was styled, and she was, like, holding up her posture a certain way to be like, okay, you can kind of tell what era she's coming from.
And they took the man nursing class.
She the best dressed thing I seen since Olivia Pope walked across the television screen.
Okay, yes, I'm talking about
man nursing class.
You ain't seen no piece of lint on her, Desiree. I mean, she just was primp and pressed.
And
I loved every,
baby, she was.
I
pressed.
Loved it. Every outfit she had on, I would wear it from the hat to the glove. No lie.
And them hats was on point.
What?
I agree. They did very good with that. Because, and then she pulled up. I still want to know where she ended up getting her money from. Because you know she had money because she was driving that nice-ass car. Mm-hmm. She was wearing these nice-ass clothes. But she wasn't a real nurse. Because when you do the flashbacks, you know, she was a military nurse. But, like, where did
she wasn't even that. She got called out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you saw them quotes, them air quotes. Nah. But I'm like, where was she getting that money from? Because she was dressed to the nines.
You never know. She could have manipulated and played somebody else. You know, it could. They might not have went into that. But she could have pretended to be somebody else's nurse. And that person could have died and she took on their money. Mm-hmm. She took their car because she was power of attorney. I don't know. That's just how I would assume because she goes for that, like, that caregiving. And so that could have been like, okay, so I got kicked out when they found out I really wasn't a soldier or a nurse or in the military. So let me go to the next thing I can do. I can't get in the hospital. So what can I do? So she took on like a caregiver position, maybe.
Cause she probably manipulated people out of some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know she had it, baby, because she was on point.
First of all, can we talk about the dude with no arms and no legs? Can we talk about that real fast?
So his mom was crazy as hell.
He was crazy as hell.
It's genetic, and the poor doctor just torturing himself for life.
Man, he was doped up. That doctor stayed lit. Y'all hear me? I kind of wish I could see what he was taking. Because he always was in the pharmacy taking something. I know he was on that morphine. We know that. Like, what else was this man on? Because
he needs y'all, to be on some antipsychotics and some antidepressants. Because he was doing crazy. Like, that lobotomy, bro. That lobotomy was crazy.
But think about how it all was in for real, like in real life. Mm-hmm. Like that really was going on. Like, so that's the crazy, like, you think it is crazy from a show, but that really, okay. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to get away from Sarah, but since you brought it up, I'm gonna go into some scary horror stuff and people don't think about it. But then it's like it's twisted and crooked. So a lot of the surgeries and a lot of the things that we now use happen because people would experiment on those that were either mentally ill, prisoners, in camps, concentration camps, twins, all kinds of stuff. And
Black people.
But we know, I know it's Black people, Jews, all these people. I wasn't trying to put the race in. I would try not to be too heavy. But yes.
<My bad.
laughs> But that's why we don't want to take that corona vaccine now. Because right. Y'all want to experiment on somebody.
Don't get me started.
Okay, so you done took it there. I go on ahead there with it. But yes, on a lot of us, you know what I'm saying? Y'all take our organs, y'all take our babies. Y'all take us, y'all take our kings, y'all. Okay, but anyway, that's how a lot, you know, I go on a tangent. That's how a lot of these things are here now. Mm-hmm. So like, for an example, if you need your tonsils removed, how you think they figured out you can remove tonsils or even tonsils were even there, you know? So that type of stuff that they showed on Ratched really happened, even down to how they were saying, oh, well, you being gay is a psychotic disorder, and how they tortured that woman. They purity tortured her.
They just actually took that out the book not too many years ago with homosexuality being a diagnosable disorder. That's been on the books for a long time. They actually just started reversing those type of things, as well as like the transgender thing. They were calling that a disorder for a long time because they felt like someone's wrong with your brain if you felt that way.
Well, see, I worked in a hospital for a few years, a couple of them. And although they have stopped doing it now, but electric shock treatment was real.
Legit, yep.
Go back to American Horror Story Asylum. They were doing that back then, because remember that took place back in the day. They were doing that. That was a real procedure. I know because I had clients who used to do ECT. That's what they called it. Or shock treatment.
Yeah.
And they were told to telling them that, you know, doing that treatment would kind of reverse the effects of like schizophrenia and stuff. And that was their treatment. They would go to the facility, get the shock treatment done. But see, it wasn't not like a one-time thing. It would have to happen every so often. Now, did it fix these people?
And they will raise up the voltage.
Did it fix, exactly.
It didn't fix them. People? They were scared. They just lied.
These people still
lied.
If I'm still talking to these people and they still crazy, that didn't help nothing. That didn't do nothing for them. All experimental treatment.
But you seen old girl on the movie was like, I'm cured. I'm good. Yeah. I ain't never gonna do it after they put her in that back. I don't want now another woman in life. They just scared the shit out of her.
Mm-hmm. That's all they did, because I mean, think of how would you feel they take you from extreme hot. Mm-hmm. Or extreme cold to extreme hot. I can't remember the order.
But I'm surprised she survived.
Man, I probably would have went in the shock. Time they would have dipped me into that second temperature, I probably would have passed out. And honestly, I think you would have. I think it was just for TV purposes to keep her going. Mm-hmm. Because think about how your body would just have to adjust to that quick temperature change. You're going to pass out.
Agreed.
Even down to the electric shock, it's like, it was just, it's torture. I mean, the things they show on these shows is just showing you how in real life we really deal with these horrors, you know. Mm-hmm. People are experiencing these things. It's not just what you see on these TV shows. So yeah.
Which reminds me, speaking of real life horror, y'all, I hope y'all watch Run with Sarah Paulson. Because that is my new favorite role.
I haven't watched it yet.
Y'all tripping.
We slacking.
Okay.
It's the holidays. You know, we out here shopping and cooking and whatever else. We sorry.
No, nah, I made time. But cause see, I'm still, you know, trying to finish up this class before I'm out for the holidays. This, have y'all ever seen this movie called Everything, Everything? Because it's kind of, it reminds
me. I think I can remember.
It reminds me of a darker version of that movie.
Sarah that sounds Paulson, so familiar, though.
Sarah Paulson is good at a psychological thriller, okay? This
period.
Like, she good. She just good, y'all.
She's a camper.
She play the nicest crazy ass person you have ever met in your life, and that's exactly what she did in this movie.
She from
and
Tampa.
This movie, well, see, I should already know anybody down there with Florida man crazy already.
Florida man.
She born in Tampa, Florida. When I figured that out, I was like, "Dang it! That's why I love this helpful."
Anybody down there maybe with down Florida there, man
juking and crazy and juking.
Hey, I'm gonna say this about Florida. You got two different sides. Y'all always focus on that negative Florida man, okay? The other side, if you don't focus on the Florida men and the Florida women's, the other side is pure paradise. Like, we have like 13 beaches. We got,
I mean,
so
Florida, the state is beautiful. The state is amazing. There. Y'all got parks, y'all got recreation, Universal, Disney. All of it. But everybody that live there crazy as hell.
Well, I ain't crazy. I'm a transplant. Okay.
I say, you weren't born in Florida. Hey, you forgive
it. I was born in Oklahoma. Okay. So transplant. Right?
That's what they're calling it. But that's what we're calling it.
Right.
Oh.
But that's what they call them in Atlanta too, them transplants. Atlanta full of transplants.
See? And that's why Atlanta.
From Atlanta, they was born in Grady, and they gonna tell you they were born in Grady, and they crazy too. I live here with y'all. I know.
Well, see, that's what Sarah Paulson got it honest, because I'm telling you, in Run, and this movie starts off, you gotta, the first 15, and the thing is, it's not a gory horror movie. It's not a slow movie. It's not a slow burner. It's really, I call it a fast-paced thriller, because the first 15 minutes, you hooked. You are literally like on edge the whole movie, like, oh shit.
I love those movies that it's open like, up and you be like, oh, shoot, wait a minute.
Damn. And it suck you in. Like, you like this the whole time, like, oh, wait a minute, wait. Y'all need to watch this like now. I was trying to watch it doing homework and abandoned my homework to watch the damn movie. That's what happened.
I was supposed to say, I gotta work today, but I be having free time, but never mind.
Nah,
I
did a miss
the post.
You do.
It's
she
on Hulu or Netflix.
Yeah. It's on Hulu.
Hulu. Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all check that out. Run.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was gonna say, while we talking about Sarah Paulson, because that's what this is about. Mm-hmm. We did do a poll in the group, you guys, and we want to thank all of you for participating, because we love Sarah Paulson. We want to know how much y'all love Sarah Paulson in American Horror Story, and I have the results, y'all. And the number one role for Sarah Paulson in American Horror Story season was Cordelia Fox and Coven. Yay.
Okay. Yay.
I'm with that.
And then she was tied for Asylum and Murder in second place and Freak Show in third.
Okay. So that's all of our
We actually picked all her best roles amongst the three of us, and y'all agreed. And I promise you, I did not tell these results to the other girls first. They picked their people, and then we did this. So, you know, shout out to everybody who participated in the poll, because I put all of her characters from all of her seasons up there, and those are the ones y'all picked. So,
yes, if y'all
keep participating.
Exactly. Follow Whore and Hooch Facebook group, y'all. I love this group. It's really a nice little horror community where we are Halloween every day. Sometimes we in there trying to scare you. Sometimes we in there just laughing and having a good time. Sometimes we want to get you a nice little hooch.
The hooch you can't see. Look at that. I'm still mad about that. But y'all see the glasses down lower.
Y'all want to see something that's kind of like cute, but kind of like odd and eerie, and it's Christmas-like? Because y'all know I like dolls. I like the thrift store shop and stuff. Y'all want to see it?
Is it a doll?
It's a figurine.
Come on with it.
Okay.
a llama, like a dog?
Why does she look like she's
going a little poodle
going to Mardi Gras?
Girl, she looks going to Mardi Gras.
She got her lashes on. She got her Christmas tree on her head. Hold on. She got some heels on.
That is hilarious. Where did you find that? At the thrift store?
At the thrift store.
She looked like she going to Mardi Gras.
She do look like she going to Mardi Gras. I didn't realize it was a Christmas tree on her head.
Oh, since we showing
the reason.
Let me show y'all.
Yeah. There she go. She remind me of Dr. Seuss character.
That does fit right into Dr. Seuss, y'all. Kimo, K-Bow over here got me singing This Is Halloween with her background. La, 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 la.
I don't know where I'm going to put this at, y'all.
What is
it? It's a plaque. It's kind of disappearing in my with my green.
It said Halloween?
Yes. I don't know where I'm going to put it.
On the front door. Because it's Halloween every day.
Put on your mantle.
My husband gonna be looking at me like I'm crazy.
He know what he signed up for, girl. You all right?
Do you have a bay cave?
My bay cave.
Yeah, is the bedroom. So like, it's not too feminine, but I do have a whole like corner that's mine. Like, this is my area. Either I'm over here reading, I'm doing this. You know, meditating.
I'm sitting up here talking about the she shed. I need a bay cave. I like that.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to. When I move, I'm gonna get my home, my own home office, and that's my home office / yoga space, so I can put up my weird stuff like this.
Oh, namaste.
Okay.
So, I got. Let me see. Maybe if I put it above my head.
Foolishness. It actually worked. That worked. The things that work.
Bloop, bloop. There you go.
Leave it right there.
My little Halloween plaque. I said, I don't know where I'm going to put it, but it's going somewhere.
All right.
Oh, okay. You should decorate your bathroom Halloweenish. Do you have a guest bathroom?
I do. I did around September, October. Like I had like my little Halloween candles and my little Halloween hand soaps and stuff like that. So
I do that too.
Right now everything is Christmas themed.
Can somebody bring some Christmas spirit over here? My house is not Christmas. Y'all, I got all my decorations in storage. I have not pulled them out yet because I'm worried. For who's fans, y'all know, kind of know. I had a baby last year. He's 9 months.
Oh,
I am scared to put up this Christmas tree. We gonna have ornaments everywhere, lights snatched down, and the way he pulling up on stuff, he likely to put a whole tree on his head. I can't. Somebody send me some Christmas spirit because I can't.
The Grinch. He greens the Grinch. You can barely see him. I'm gonna have to.
That's what I need to do. Tree. Put a Grinch in front of the tree to scare him off.
Yes. Because my daughter is 4 and she still be over there when we ain't looking, picking and touching stuff on the tree.
Yes.
And if it ain't her, it's the dog under there trying to sit on the tree skirt or thinking that the tree skirt is her personal blanket.
I was gonna say, my dog used to do that. He didn't mess with none of the presents. He just wanted to sleep under the tree because it was, I guess, warm and cozy. I don't know.
So
the lights made it warm.
No. Cute little picture moment.
Yes, right.
Between them two. Go and pull them lights out for TJ.
Yeah, just put some lights up.
You might have to put like a baby gate like around it.
That, you know what, that'll work. A baby gate around the tree.
Gate around the tree.
So what's today? The 13th. I got time.
You got plenty of time. Get that gate up around it. So he can look, but he can't touch. And just hand him a little something. Hand him like one of them little candy canes or something he can shake.
Girl, everything goes straight in his mouth. Stop it.
You got to give him something so that way he won't touch nothing else. Like, you got to have him something ready. Like, here, get this instead.
We done got off topic. We sorry. Sarah Paulson. Sarah Paulson is great. Right. I love her as an actor.
Watch Run.
Go watch Run. Wait, we missed the movie. There was another horror movie that she was great in. For the hot second that she was there, which was Bird Box.
Yes, like 0.5 second. She was the sister that got in the accident. Mm-hmm. And she played that part, though, because she had me scared.
She popped it all off.
Yep.
Sure did.
She did. But she's becoming a Scream Queen legend out here.
Yes, that's why I said I'm glad we got a chance to talk about her evolution. I don't know if we the first, but if we the first, you know.
We always the first.
Sarah Palmer. Yeah, we the first to let you know we enjoy your evolution in horror. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you ain't body any other genre, but in horror, girl, you showing out. And my
doing
favorite
the damn
part,
thing.
Yes, it's the whole psychological thriller where you know how to play with our emotions and feelings. Because it's times where I can't stand you. And then I'm right there with you.
Okay, yeah. Well, she gonna mess y'all up and run. She gonna mess
watch y'all up. Watch this.
This week.
I'm gonna go watch it today.
She gonna have
y'all messed
up.
Where can they follow us? So they can see when we talk about run.
Mm-hmm.
What platforms they can find
this
us
hoodie
in?
Right here, Whore and Hooch Facebook group. Y'all keep on the lookout. 2021 merch coming. Y'all gonna be able to get some of this swag too. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, The Fifth Wall, The Fifth Column, and Temper Drinks. That's The Fifth Wall and The Fifth Column, Temper Drinks, Fifth Wall,
Temper Drinks,
Fifth Column, Temper Drinks, Facebook and Instagram. Okay, get all them pages in, especially the Whore and Hooch Facebook group. If you like Halloween, if you like horror, if you like the laugh, if you like the
and
drink,
just geek out.
If you like to be scared,
geek out. That's the word. Geek
okay?
out.
This is a fun community. We have a lot of fun in this group, and I am just really happy that this has not been one of those groups that people have been bullying each other.
Oh, no, we ain't doing none of that.
Exactly, because I'm in a lot of Facebook groups where people are just like firing shots at people. They've been bullying people. They're tearing down other people. No, this is just a good, it just feels like a good fun group of like nerd crew. It's like our own little losers club. And I really like it. So, yes.
I don't know if I like the title loser, but okay, that's fine.
I'm not a loser.
It's fine.
Oh, so y'all
might be an underdog.
Oh, so y'all don't like it now? Y'all don't like it now?
I like it, but they should have never named their club the Losers Club. I would have been an underdog before a loser because the underdog always gonna eat.
On top. We gonna be on top.
There you go. That's what we feel like in here. Because ain't nobody, there's no hating on people. There's no bullying. There's no, it, you know, ain't nobody getting in debates except for if you gonna choose Freddie over Jason. So.
Right. And then I'm gonna go ahead.
Over Jason.
Oh, foolishness. Here we go. I'm finna hit y'all with this shameful plug. Not shameless, it's shameful. When you go follow Temper Drinks, you guys, look out for Temper's Inebriated Crafts. I am giving you cups, I'm giving you wine glasses, I'm giving you wine holders, I'm giving you everything you want. You can hit me up for custom designs. I'm just gonna throw that in there, sprinkle, because it ain't a whole lot of bartending going. Well, I'm not tell that lie. It's a whole lot of bartending going on, but I'm scared of COVID, so I'm not doing a whole lot of outside home bartending.
You can model.
So we had to give you another asset to the business. So hit me up if you need some stuff. You know,
and love it. who have participated in our fan contest have got the benefits of some of these tempered drink items. So, and they love their gifts, by the way. Everybody who has participated in our fan contest throughout this whole year have gotten their items, and they love them. So that's another plus you get with our group, because we like to see people have we like to see
we
people
like,
have
appreciate.
Fun and get things. Because a couple of the people who were participating in our fan contest said they never won anything before, and they appreciated the prize. Packages that they've got in the mail. Just a little bit more fun and spirits to have during quarantine. Y'all, this is our season finale for 2020. We've had a big year. Thank you guys. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Desiree.
Yes.
Thank you to everybody that we have had on the show this season. Better is Impossible, Zena, Kamika, the Ghost Brothers, Kelly Jo, Tanya done been up here a couple times.
Couple times.
Yeah. Fifth column actors. When we do it our behind the scenes stuff, the people who have popped in when we did our live videos, because we started doing that again and people were excited about it.
And the fans, y'all, shout out the fans, because y'all make us. Like, we wouldn't have no success if y'all wasn't watching, if y'all weren't supporting. We would just be on here doing this for nothing. So shout out all of the fans. Get your friends to watch us. You know, spread the word. We love to communicate and connect with you guys. And let's do some more of that in 21. Let's connect. Hit us up. We all got DMs. Jumping us in DMs. If it's something you want to talk about, let us know. Hit the page. We trying to hit the ground running in 21. We can't let this quarantine hold us back.
And it did. And we were still hitting these virtual streets.
Like Desiree said, even if it's like some content that you like to see, or y'all know how I am with Jay being me, even if it's some paranormal type of thing that you might be experiencing or might want to talk about or any questions, hit up the DM. We love that stuff.
We love it.
Thank you.
We don't get enough of it.
The people's music that we put on our show, we've got music from Rogue Dynamo, Somalia, Chromatic, thank you Juice and Cap, and Desiree's brother for doing our intro song. So like I said,
hey DJ, let me in the business.
So just bigger and
expanding. Thank you so much to everyone.
Yes, especially coming to us, making us y'all's point of reference for your horror people. This is something that we love to do. This is fun for us. We enjoy talking about horror. We enjoy taking a couple sips, or two, or three.
Or a glass full. I'm going to be honest. The glass. Yes. The whole glass.
Right. Y'all the whole glass. See, I was trying to be in the holiday spirit with this ho-ho-ho. And someone that gonna blend into my background.
I know, y'all. I was trying to be cute. I know, y'all can see it now because it's empty. The hurricane glass was on full effect, and I just was not thinking that this color was so pretty. Outfit. It was gonna blend into my green screen, y'all.
Crazy. Yeah. We want you guys to have
But it's empty now, so y'all can see the cute glass.
Mine's it. I about to sip left. Y'all have a very safe. Safe is the key word, and Merry Christmas.
Wear your mask,
wash your hands, your hand sanitizer. If you live in Georgia, our voting stuff is not over yet. We still got work to do.
If she didn't hit y'all with that, is if y'all not getting 1,000 text messages.
Exactly. I'm going to plug y'all in there anyway. My husband already said he gets several texts a day.
They getting feisty in these text messages. Georgia, do you know about the runoff?
We still got work to do. But y'all, and stay on our page because we still gonna be in there throughout. We ain't, you know, this is our season finale, but we still gonna be live and active on that Facebook page and all our social media outlets.
Got some holiday drinks.
Anytime, yes, get these holiday drinks coming because I'm ready for it. I got to fix some of these drinks and Desiree gonna get me right. happy holidays.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys celebrate. Happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. God bless. Happy New Year. And we will see you guys again for season 3, y'all.
Next year.
In
2021.
Yes, 2021. We did it.